A temporary law for emergency response was first approved by the Assembly March 20th and extended for an additional 60 days. This is a permanent version of that ordinance, allowing for orders to protect public safety and health and granting authority for enforcing those measures. The borough's incident commander, Carl Hagerman, called it a catch-all ordinance.
It allows the borough to act quickly and decisively in response to any kind of emergency, really. And we've seen how it is effective in responding to the pandemic that we're facing right now.
The ordinance says the borough manager, incident commander, and assembly can order a curfew or evacuation, close businesses, prohibit gatherings, and call up law enforcement help. The assembly also can end these orders by the manager or incident commander. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci supported the new version of the local law.
And, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with there's lots of checks and balances in this. This doesn't give an incident commander or the borough manager any direct authority here. There's always checks and balances with the assembly and local government. So,
a more limited emergency law was part of the City of Petersburg's code before formation of the borough government. That prior law referenced an emergency preparedness plan and named the city manager as the incident commander for an emergency. The new borough ordinance takes three readings by the assembly. It passed first reading on a 6-0 vote. Assemblymember Bob Lynn had some legal questions he wanted answered in time for a second reading and some possible amendments. The assembly did agree to remove the word pandemic as one of the disasters specifically mentioned in this ordinance. The law makes clear the emergency powers can be used for any natural or man-made disaster or enemy action. In other decisions, the Assembly extended another public health mandate on meetings for local government. Those have been online or by teleconference only since the end of March. Assemblymember Mucci thought it was too early to change that.
I don't see a big hurry to get together. I mean, I think a lot of us are going to be in and out of town throughout the summer. You know, without any more testing up at the airport, we still don't know if we're getting anything coming into town with our visitors. So I'll probably not be voting in favor of it this time, but, you know, I'd like to kind of see how we move forward with the health of the community. So
the proposed change will allow members of the assembly and other local boards the option of showing up in person for meetings or by teleconference. Public participation would continue only by phone or email. Assemblymember Bob Lynn liked the change.
It allows members to make their own choice whether they want to attend in person or to do it telephonically. It takes no rights away. It requires masking. If you want to, if you don't want to, you can still call in. It's a first step in trying to come back to some normal way of doing business.
Elected officials have to wear a face covering, go through a temperature screening, and observe social distancing if they do show up for a meeting in person. That change passed on a 5-1 vote, with only Mucci voting no. One other pandemic-related vote was approval of a payment of just over $70,000 for the school district to respond to the emergency. That comes from federal coronavirus money through legislation called the CARES Act. Vice Mayor Jay Stanton Greger supported the payment to the district.
I was really excited the CARES Act money can be used for that, to reopen our town here. And school is a critical part of that. And I'm glad, again, I'm very glad we can use this money to support our school district that way so we can get back to our school life as normal as well.
That was a unanimous vote for the payment to the schools. The money will go to pay administrators and staff working extra to transition to distance delivery for learning and meals this year. It also will pay for summer programs and transportation, along with a temperature screening kiosk for students and staff and the community. That's in preparation for the eventual return to the classroom. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.